In the name of the Lord Jesus, our wonderful Savior, the Son of God, we greet you heartily again, reminding you of the great privilege that we have day by day as we come to you via this radio to bring to you the precious eternal truth of the Word of God. We're at the present time considering one of the greatest truths that you may find revealed in the Word of God amongst the many that are there. We're studying God the Father, and also we shall consider His family as we continue. But in our recent messages, we have been emphasizing that it was the coming of the Son of God, God's eternal Son, coming into this world and taking upon Him our humanity, being born of a virgin, incarnate in human flesh, the eternal and the only begotten Son of God. He came to reveal the Father. We repeat with emphasis that we may be clear in our message. Only the Son of God come to the earth could ever reveal to mankind His Father. Matthew 11 and verse 27 very definitely declared to us there was no revelation of the Father except through the Son of God Himself. No man has seen God at any time, wrote John in chapter 1 and verse 18. But the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. And in Matthew 11:27, which we have mentioned, the Lord Jesus said, no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth anyone the Son. Or the Father, rather, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him. May I repeat that again? Neither doth any man know the Father but the Son. And there, very carefully, the Son of God declares He was the only one that knew the Father as such. Not as God, but as Father. The character, the quality, the heart of one who is a Father. And the Son of God alone knew the Father. And then He added, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him. We repeat again, though you and I may glibly say and sing the Lord's Prayer, commencing it with those great wonderful words, Our Father which art in heaven, we may take the statement upon our lips, we may sing them with all our strength. But let's ask the question, do I really know God as my Father in my heart? Am I in living relationship with God in such a way that I can call Him on a rightful basis my Father? Oh, my radio listener, may I say, God wants to be your Father. He wants you to know Him as such. He wants you to be His child within His family. And the Lord Jesus came that He might reveal the Father to you and to me. We noted in the preceding message, He declared to Thomas in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Please may I state clearly, emphatically, don't say you know God as your Father unless you come to Him by Christ. The only person who can bring you to God as your Father is Christ. You cannot come to God without Christ and call Him your Father. You have no righteous basis to build upon such a thing like that. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, said the Lord Jesus. For He alone can reveal to you His Father. Now we raise the question. When He was upon the earth, when Philip said to Him, show us the Father, by what means did Christ reveal the Father, even when He was on the earth to His disciples? And we noted in John 14:10 and 11, two facts. He revealed the Father to his people. He revealed the Father, and he sought to reveal the Father to everyone. First, by his words. The words that he spoke, they were the words the Father gave him to say. One thing is very sure. I wonder if any of us have properly realized it. Never was a word spoken by the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, but what it was the words his Father gave him and desired him to speak. Oh, how I wish I could do the same. Let me repeat the statement again. I want you to get the scope of it. I do not know how many words in the life and through the life of Christ when he was upon the earth that he must have spoken. But I read, as we have read in John 14, 10 and 11, the words that he spoke, the Father gave him those words to say. What a wonderful son he was. And by those words, he was not seeking to reveal himself alone, but greater still, by the words he was desirous to reveal his Father to everyone to whom he spoke. Second, not only by his words, but by his works. Every miracle, every deed that he performed when upon the earth. And who can equal the work and the works, the miracles, the wonders that he performed when he was upon the earth? Please, may I state, he was not desirous to make men glorify him. For did he not say, I seek not mine own glory, but the glory of him that sent me? His desire, his intention, his purpose, and his motive, whatever he did, the wonders and miracles he performed, he wanted men to know the Father and to be brought to the Father through these works. Now let us go even further, for I want you to note something even greater in its importance, as well as consummating the perfect revelation of the Father through Christ. I want you to think with me very briefly but thoroughly about his death when he was upon the cross. For when he was upon the cross, he was revealing the perfect love of his Father. In perfect devotedness, he was doing the Father's will, and for which he was the ineffable object of his Father's affection. Oh, may I quote to you his words, partly from John 10, verse 17 and 18, when he declared, Herewith doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life. And may I say, the greatest revelation of the Father's heart was not merely by his words and his works during his life, but the greater revelation was when he died upon the cross. It was the complete consummation of the Father's heart to mankind when Christ was upon the cross. May I quote the words of the dear Apostle John in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14, when John writes to the family of God and declares, we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Oh, beloved, when you and I see that the Father sent his Son, when you and I see that the Father sent him to be a Savior for all, and the Savior of all who will believe upon him, then we are permitted to see somewhat into the unfathomable heart of the Father himself. I can do no better than quote the words of John 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world. Now here you are hearing the words of the Lord Jesus as he spoke them himself. They are declaring the love of his Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My beloved, may I say, when you see and hear the breadth of God's love declared in those words, it is the love of the Father being declared to a whole world. And when you see the length of that Father's love, He gave His only begotten Son. What length of love for a world of sinners, such as you and such as me? That whosoever believeth on Him should not perish. What depth of love in the Father's heart, that He could and would and desires to save you and me from hell? And what height of love, that He would give us eternal or everlasting life? May I quote the words of Romans chapter 5 and verse 8? I want you to see that Christ came to reveal the Father's love, to reveal the Father's heart, to reveal the Father's person and His character. Romans 5, 8. But God commendeth His love toward us. While that we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. May I quote them again? But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ His Son died for us. My beloved, the complete, full, and perfect revelation of the Father was consummated when Christ died for your sins and mine upon the cross of Calvary. My beloved radio friend, I hope you realize why Jesus came, that He might reveal His Father's love to you as well as for you and for me. Behold what love the Father hath bestowed upon us. My beloved, I hope you see the meaning of God as Father. He has poured out His heart and revealed Himself completely in the person and by the death of His dear Son to save your precious soul and mine. I hope you know God is your Father. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit will use Thy Word for Thy glory, the Son's honor, and the salvation of sinners. Amen.